And you're welcome back to the programme. Astronomers have published a gigantic map of the Milky Way that's unveiled incredible new discoveries. The infrared map contains more than 1.5 billion objects, including newborn stars, making it the most detailed one ever made. I'm joined on the line now by David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Good evening to you, David, and as always, welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
Now, David, to explain to the uninitiated, how does this work? How did it work? What happened? What did it do? And how exciting is this?
Well, an extremely powerful telescope with a fantastic camera attached as well has been used for 13 years to collect the images of the Milky Way in infrared light as well, which can see through a lot of the dust that's in the direction of especially the center of the Milky Way. We can't normally see through that with our eyes. So they've got a very spectacular mosaic. These 200,000 photographs stitched together to make the best map of the Milky Way that we've had ever.
I can't really get my head around this, but I was reading earlier that the data covers an area of the sky equivalent to 8,600 full moons, and contains about 10 times more objects than a previous map released by the same team in 2012. I mean, try and just flesh that out for us to put kind of ordinary English on it.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to propose just building a telescope to photograph the Milky Way, you wouldn't really get the money. There's so many other pressing issues. But this team already had the equipment and decided to do what's basically a survey. So in surveys, you don't know what you're going to find. And when you look at the pictures that have come back, you can see star-forming regions. So this is gas clouds where new stars are collapsing under gravity to begin their lives. Star clusters, which is the next stage when the stars are formed, and now they're sort of breaking out of their dust cloud. And even ancient star clusters that have been around since almost the Big Bang, that swoop around the Milky Way. We call those globular star clusters, and all points in between. So this is a sort of overview of everything that's in the Milky Way, and people will be looking at these pictures because there is so much to look at to see what new objects they can find, because, you know, there are cues for the giant telescopes, especially like the Hubble and the James Webb Space Telescope, of astronomers who know about objects and want to study them in more detail. Well, how are you going to find new objects if they're all looking at things we already know of? And that's the advantage of these surveys and why they would have got the funding and the permission to go ahead and use a big telescope like this in South America to look at the center of the Milky Way. And by the way, the center of the Milky Way is very low from Ireland, but if you're in the southern hemisphere, where the telescope's based, it's almost overhead. I've seen it myself from Australia, and it's straight up overhead, whereas we barely get a glimpse of places like Sagittarius in the south sky from Ireland in the summer, when there's often a bit of twilight hanging around anyway. So this is a remarkable survey taken from a remarkable place with a remarkable telescope.
And the lead in this project is an astrophysicist based at a university in Chile, and he's quoted as saying, "We have made so many discoveries, we have changed the view of our galaxy forever." Now, when he says something like that, "We have changed the view of our galaxy forever," what does he mean, and what's the extent of the change?
Well, it goes back to the whole idea of a survey. I mean, you can do a very quick survey and find all the bright objects very quickly. But if you want to, for instance, take the Hubble Space Telescope. One of its big changes was that they picked a spot where there were no stars and basically nothing that any giant telescope could see with the quick surveys they'd done before. And then they peered intently into that location for 100,000 seconds. That's like keeping the shutter on your camera open for about a week to see as far as Hubble could possibly see. So the best telescope in the best location in space, looking as deep as it's ever going to be allowed to look. And what they found was that section of sky was teeming with galaxies just very far away, but it only looked at a tiny speck, about the size of the sky you'd see if you held a straw up to your eye, what you could see at the end of the straw. But then when you project that onto the whole sky, you work out there's probably a couple of trillion galaxies in the universe, something we didn't know. And unless you do these surveys of random areas where you don't think there's anything interesting, you're not necessarily going to find out, is there anything interesting out there? And that's what he means. When you do a very deep survey, with a powerful instrument like this, I mean, it's bigger than any telescope in Ireland, for instance, then you just don't know what you're going to find. Maybe you'll find nothing, but as they said, they found a lot more interesting objects than they knew existed out there. And then other giant telescopes can now be swung onto these interesting objects and study them in detail, like only giant telescopes, giant compared to this one, can do. So that's the sort of game changer of these surveys. And it's a thing that astronomers are always doing. There's a huge telescope due to come online called the Vera Rubin Observatory, which is a monster telescope with the biggest camera ever made, 3,000 megapixels. In fact, the camera's about the size of a truck, well, a van anyway. And it's going to study the whole sky with an enormous telescope. Every two or three nights, the entire sky, it's expected to find millions of asteroids, way more than we found with all the telescopes we have ever used to date. It'll be online in a few years, and that's the ultimate survey telescope. And just processing the amount of information that comes back from a camera like that, humans can't do it. They need artificial intelligence to look at the pictures and pick out anything interesting that humans can then have a closer look at. So surveys, in a way, are very much the order of the day, because you just don't know what you're going to find. You know you're going to find some interesting things, but what new things are you going to find? And they can then become the subject of study in the future.
You said earlier, David, that this type of research is best conducted from, the Southern Observatory, European Southern Observatory, which is based in Chile. But it's the visible and infrared survey telescope for astronomy. Is there a significance that it's infrared? Does that have certain qualities that help in the project?
Yeah, the VISTA telescope. And a lot of these telescopes are sited not just in the Southern Hemisphere, but actually not that deep into the Southern Hemisphere, not far from the equator. We're in Ireland. We're very far from the equator. We're closer to the North Pole than we are to the equator. So they get to see the best of both worlds, a good bit of the Northern Hemisphere, all of the equatorial regions, and then the southern sky. And it just so happens that the center of our Milky Way is in the Southern Hemisphere. It's always low from places like Ireland. There are huge observatories on the Canary Islands with the biggest telescope in the world, the Gran Telescopio Canaria, the GTC, which I visited myself. People have seen a picture of me standing underneath it in the magazine. It's a monster telescope. And those ones, that's north of the equator. So to have one in the south, where the center of the Milky Way is, now GTC and Canaries can see the center of the Milky Way fairly well, better than we can in Ireland, but this telescope can see it almost overhead. It's in a perfect location, and it's also optimized for infrared viewing. Not all telescopes are as well as visible. And there's a lot of dust. So if you see a picture, a wide-angle picture of the Milky Way, you'll see it's got lots of dark patches in it. They're dust clouds between us and the center of the Milky Way that are blocking the view. But infrared can see through dust clouds and see what's inside these dust clouds as well. So that's the double advantage you get, an ideal location, and you can see in infrared. And that tells you more about what's going on inside.
Just finally, how important is the data in terms of, I suppose, enhancing our understanding of the universe? Because it strikes me that there is so much that we don't know about it, and every so often very important developments like this emerge, and it seems to me that we really don't understand this at all.
Well, we know a lot about what's going on, but we certainly don't know everything, and far from it. So the advantage of surveys like this are that, you know, even if it just found, oh, it's all more or less the same of everything else that we know, at least we know, okay, well, the universe is more or less a stable place. Plenty of interesting things to look at, nothing particularly new and exciting out there. But this survey has found there are lots of new and exciting things. And if you were to ask a giant telescope to point at just the entire Milky Way, which is a huge object, you know, 8,000 times the size of the full moon, as you said, then you're just not going to get the time to do it. You've got to be more targeted. Although there's lots of interesting things in this survey, there's lots of boring places in between, and you can't waste the big telescopes have been produced, cost about €1 billion, and Ireland's involved in funding those, building them, and then using them. So you don't want to waste their time looking at blank bits of space. You want A relatively old telescope, this has been around a long time. Using it for a survey is a really good idea, because then you can, if you see something that's small but interesting looking, then you can get one of the giant telescopes to look at that spot and not waste its time looking all around that interesting spot, seeing nothing, but look directly at the object that that seems interesting, something peculiar is going on there, then the giant telescope can be used more efficiently. So this will drive the big telescopes in the world for decades to come, because it's unlikely there will be more surveys done like this. And we've always done this with telescopes. Studying the skies, there have been X-ray telescopes in space. They'll scan the whole sky to see what they find. They find interesting objects that we later can prove with other telescopes that they're black holes, the most exotic things in the universe. In fact, we probably owe our very existence to black holes, we now know. And astronomy has a monthly online lecture, and our next talk, next Monday, in fact, is about what we found, about where bits of our body came from in black holes and neutron stars when they were forming. And these are crazy objects out there in space. So we've only discovered relatively recently, certainly in my lifetime, they're nothing like ordinary stars that people could have seen for millennia. So, you know, nobody, I'm sure, knew exactly what they would find with this survey. They're delighted they found a lot of interesting things, but even if they'd only confirmed that the universe is more or less what we thought it was, that would have been useful to know anyway. No need to look any further. But they've shown there is a need to look any further. So if you're interested in taking up this subject as a career in the future, there's a lot to do.
And just before we finish, anything happening with Astronomy Ireland in terms of courses?
Yeah, October's a huge month for us. Our October magazine's just out. The big story is the bright comet that's coming. Should be plainly visible to the naked eye. So if you don't know about it yet, it's already visible in the Southern Hemisphere. Grab Astronomy Ireland magazine. You can see where to get it on our website. But there's an online lecture. Then we have a Saturn watch in the Leinster area for those who can make it. But the big thing is our evening classes, Astronomy for Beginners. Starting on October 22nd, you can enroll now on the website, watch it from anywhere in Ireland, be anywhere on the planet because it's online, and we'll take people who have no knowledge of astronomy, the whole family can get involved, and teach them over 8 weeks what the universe is all about. So a lot more detail that we can cover on these short interviews, everything from stars to planets, black holes, the Big Bang, life in the universe, even how to use telescopes. So go to astronomy.ie. At least sign up for the free social media, and you can afford €1 a week. That's roughly how much it costs to get the magazine and our weekly emails. Sign up for that and do those evening classes. Thousands of people have taken them all around Ireland over the decades. They're extremely popular. It's a great way of bringing your knowledge up to scratch. So astronomy.ie.
David Moore, as always, many thanks indeed for joining us on the programme this evening. Very enthusiastic, I think it has to be said, about David Moore. Before we go.